And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray, and Corey Sandin is here. Rock Cod Rick Maxa is still out, coming back from Sitka, and oh boy, have we got a couple of great guests for you today. Rosie and Jeff from Cedro Sport Fishing and La Volcana Sport Fishing are here. We're going to be talking some serious fishing down at this beautiful island, so you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Gotta love California in the summer. Just remember, COVID is still with us. So if you're going to the water, plan ahead. Follow local public health guidelines and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Good morning and welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And man, Pete, honestly, another morning. I'm totally grateful to be in the studio.
Hey, well, we're grateful that you're here. And Ricky's making his way back from Kingfisher Charters. Great trip in Sitka, Alaska. And always great to have you along, Corey, for sure. Always here in the World Headquarters, we were just commenting what a perfect venue the World Headquarters is for doing a broadcast here on the Mightier 1090. And Rosie and Jeff are in the studio here with us.
Good morning.
Great to have you. And what is going on at Cedro Sport Fishing and La Volcana Sport Fishing?
Oh, my gosh. Well, Cedros is just off the charts. I mean, I'm sure you heard that yesterday.
Yeah.
Too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
Jeff had just come back, and as you know, I mean, because you're getting reports daily from Javier, and then so I thought Jeff was going to start doing his weekly reports.
Yes, he is.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I was in a penalty box last week.
Okay. A little too much partying.
Okay.
All right.
I'm human.
Yeah. Yeah, but the fish are just going off down there. And, you know, it's so funny because on our fourth trip, I was down at the CBX, and I was telling the guys, okay, every year, except for obviously last year, every year, this is the trip that starts producing the really big fish.
Yeah.
And, of course, the guy said, oh, you must tell that to everybody on every trip. I said, you mark my words. I said, it's going to be all 30-pounders out there, and you guys are going to be throwing back the 20s because that's just a little guy. And sure enough, Javier, Lalo, even Chevo and Martin, they, you know, send whether WhatsApp, you know, pictures or pictures on Facebook Messenger, and here they come, just one after another, you know, 34-pound yellowtail, 37-pound yellowtail, and sure enough, when the guys
those
got
are good
that,
ones.
Those are big guys, yeah. And they're mean, oh man.
Really mean.
Really mean. Those things have got some big shoulders on them, and sure enough, they came back, and they like, you weren't lying. They're really big.
Must be what they eat down there or something, because they're
there's a lot of bait.
Yeah.
A lot of bait. And, you know, I don't know if you saw one of my Facebook posts a few weeks back, but Javier and Lalo said there's squid down there galore.
Ooh.
And so they were just
scooping. Oh,
and
that makes the jellies taste so
yes.
good.
They were scooping up bait and scooping up bait and putting it in their wells and in their the fish holds. And they got back.
And using it for live bait, actually.
Not only live bait, but then they ended up freezing a bunch.
Okay.
So when people are going down there to try to maybe catch a white sea bass or something down there, that they have all of this bait.
What wow. a cool thing.
So, and it's just been going off. And then, I mean, we had guys that were catching their limits by 8 o'clock in the morning of yellowtail, coming back in, dropping them off. And then they said they'd go back out, catch and release another 50-plus yellowtail, and then go around and do some calico bass fishing, upwards of 200 to 250 calico bass catching
holy,
and releasing,
holy
and
man,
being
man.
In by 1 or 2 o'clock and enjoying the afternoon.
You're,
the
talking, wow. you're talking my kind of language.
Yeah.
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 yeah,
you just said calico bass, and Corey's going, yeah, okay.
And not just, I mean, we had one group, the group that caught their limit by 8 o'clock in the morning, and they said that when, you know, they went around and were catching, they actually, I think they were in front of the salt. They were in front of the salt doing calico bass, and they said that, you know, proverbial, they were throwing 7Xs, catching calico bass with, you know, two on the treble hook, and
what,
another...
Which two on one hook?
With,
yeah.
Two
well,
on
the single
hook,
treble hook.
On, yeah, and then, you know, then here you have, you know, two or three more calico bass waiting for them to spit the hook so they can
isn't that crazy?
Catch on to
pretty
that.
Awesome.
They said it was just unbelievable.
Yeah.
And have you ever seen our calico bass boil?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that
yeah.
is a sight to behold to
yeah.
see those tails just
yeah.
flop.
Or watching
coast.
Them chase bait, too,
oh,
is so much fun.
Unbelievable.
They're are fishing the weedless through the kelp and dictating the bite, dictating even you're watching it all happen.
Yes.
And
yes.
I mean, that's... Absolutely,
it's, so fun.
It's in my heart, man. It is ingrained.
It makes your blood pump.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
There's nothing better. I remember when we were down there, I think it was 2019. And, okay, you know, you're yellowtail fishing. You got a surface iron, and you see this yellowtail just roll over on your iron. It's like, I mean, the thrill of the bite is crazy. But it's the same thing for a 7-pound calico, too. It's watching that thing come up and take that bait is just unbelievable.
Nothing better, man.
Nothing better.
Pretty
nothing
awesome.
Better.
So, Cedros, pretty much booked up, right?
Cedros is pretty much booked up. We got a couple of trips in end of October, beginning of November.
Oh, okay.
Which, by the way, we have a charter master, King Fishing Charters, that he had never fished Cedros in November. And 2019 was his first time fishing. And he said it was one of his best trip ever. So, you know, years ago when we'd be at, you know, the Fred Hall show or just doing shows, people were like, oh, well, I don't want to go, you know, September, October, November. You know, I want to go, you know, July and August. And it's like, you guys, it goes off there even after November, but we kind of stopped because people are getting ready for the holidays.
Right.
I mean, the trips are really good.
I can speak to that because I went down with Jeff in October,
yeah.
and the weather, what happens, July, August, I mean, people like that kind of warm weather and,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
nearly 80
yeah.
degree water, high 70s, the fish
yeah,
are
really.
Ramped up. But,
really?
But here's what happens in October is the water comes down a little bit. The air temperature is, you know, still very warm during
very
the day.
Nice.
It
very
cools
nice.
Off nice at night. The fish start to come to the surface
they
more,
absolutely.
I think. You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's actually very, very, very good fishing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like it's like a re-spring.
It is, kind of. So, you know, when it reaches that 70, 80 degree temperature, the fish might be down 20, 30 feet, you know, the calicos
right.
and the yellows, both.
Yeah.
And when it cools down, they come right
they come
up,
right
and
out.
They are
yeah.
chasing stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. They're
yeah.
hungry.
Yeah. It's like a respring, like you said.
Yeah.
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 It's a great time of the year.
It is. I know Jeff goes in October.
Yeah.
And
it's one of my favorite times to fish dinner. Yeah. Just, I don't know, it's just because the things are changing. The sun's starting to set back down, and the fish are coming back up. It's a little bit cooler. It's just one of my favorite times to fish.
That's certainly not taken away from July and August.
No.
I mean, that's
no.
Honestly,
I mean, it's just adding to, and it's like, you know, like we kept on telling people at the shows, it's like, oh, well, I only go in the high season. When's the high season? Maybe November when we go.
Right.
There, you know, there's no really bad time.
No.
Yeah.
No.
There's no bad time
no.
down there.
No. So no. now, shifting our gears to La Bocana, and that's a place that people are not real familiar with. Where is La Bocana, and when do you go to La Bocana, and why?
So La Bocana is about another 100 miles south of Cedros.
Wow.
It's on
so
the peninsula. Mm-hmm. It's on the peninsula. It's above Abrejos, below Baja Ascension. It's got that great set of bungalows that sit right on the beach.
Literally on the beach.
Literally.
Yeah.
On the
Jeff's
beach.
Been there, right?
Oh,
walking
yes.
distance
yeah.
to you know, throwing out that hook and line and catching stuff literally right off the beach.
Wow.
And, you know, we're trying to give anglers another location,
right.
another destination.
Another beautiful destination.
A beautiful
yes.
destination.
Yes.
And offer a different type of fishing. You know, Cedros isn't La Bocana, and La Bocana isn't Cedros. We're trying to give a different fishing experience. And at La Bocana, like we said, we got those bungalows on the beach. Your tractor pulls up, and you can get inside the pongas or the skiffs, and it launches you right from the beach.
Right
and,
in front of your bungalow.
Right in front of your
30
bungalow.
30 feet in front of your bungalow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that operation, those bungalows and all are built by the local fishermen. And
they are. They're built by the co-op. The co-op, the Abalone Lobster and Oyster Co-op.
Right.
They built those bungalows in the restaurant right next door. And
talking about a group of guys that know the waters. Yeah, I mean,
exactly.
That's right. I mean, that's kind of the deal. You
it
know?
Is the deal. And I tell
yeah.
you what, it's like, well, Corey, you know, grouper at its finest.
It's
grouper at its finest.
You know, what's the difference between the fishing at Cedros and the difference between the fishing at La Bocana? What's, I mean, like, are they the same species? Are you targeting the same species?
Yes. So, I mean, you've still got the yellowtail.
Yeah.
And there's various high spots.
You have calicos?
Calicos are down there, too.
Yeah.
And they're on the reefs that are a little bit further off the beach.
Uh-huh.
And you can catch them, you know, in close to the bay. But it's, you got the grouper on the ledge. Where the water comes
which
up.
Which you don't have a lot of at Cedros.
You no.
You see a lot of grouper.
No.
Yeah, there are, they're there, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not in the abundance that they are at La Bocana.
Yeah. Yeah. I was surprised.
A lot of grouper.
Yeah, there's a lot of grouper. And you know, there's you know, one limit per boat per day, but that, I mean, if you're going to fish them for 3 days and you got three friends, you're taking home three big grouper.
Wow. Jeff, I couldn't imagine. I mean, if you just had a 40 or 50 pounder, I
yeah.
couldn't imagine...
Yeah.
Bringing home a couple of those. I mean,
oh, man.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I mean, seriously, that grouper is by far the best eating.
Oh, for
and,
sure.
And the fact that the sport boats, I mean, they can't fish that region
right.
any longer. And they used to go in there and catch a few grouper and move on to the next spot. But now that they can't fish that, it's... Who's fishing it?
Yeah.
La Bocana.
Hopefully we are.
Right.
Hopefully you are.
Right.
Yeah.
So why the trips in September, October? Why do you target La Bocana in September, October?
Those were the trips that honestly people had most interest in. Those were the trips that, you know, the weather is great down
weather,
there. The
yeah.
weather is really nice.
Yeah. The fall
so,
down on the ridge,
exactly.
that whole area
exactly.
is flat, calm,
exactly.
gorgeous weather,
that's
right?
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you would ask what's a little bit different about down there is, you know, you got the grouper, you've got the Sierra mackerel, mm. which you don't catch up at Cedros.
Oh.
You've got the estuary fishing. You got the opening of the mouth of the bay, which in the evenings after you get back and you have your, I think it's their first call for dinner, which is really kind of a heavier appetizer, and then dinner's it's about 7, is even after you've been on the water all day and hydrating, you grab your stuff when you get back to the lodge, and you walk 30 feet and you go down and you're throwing plastics again. You know,
yeah.
you're throwing a spinner bait or whatever you want.
And you can walk right from the lodge and do that?
Yeah, 30 feet.
Oh, my gosh.
40 feet.
Glory. I know, right?
This sounds so good.
That's seriously, we've talked about it before, and I have fished that lagoon, like actually driving down there. I can tell you it's a 15-and-a-half-hour drive.
Yeah, it is.
It's a long, long ways. And it was some of the funnest fishing I ever had in my life.
In the lagoon. Which is like the bonus fishing.
It is bonus fishing.
Yeah. And people don't realize the big bonus of that, that estuary, that lagoon. It's amazing.
But it's a great fishery.
Put it this way. We drove that far and stayed for, you know, 5-6 days at a time, camping out. And we would fish that lagoon, fish the beaches right there. It was some of the
All from the beach.
All from the beach. We never fished Maraponga one time.
This area is where Del Marsh made famous the variety kelp. Part of that area.
His area, I think, is more to the north. Uh-huh. But he did right there. I mean, he was a Baja Ranger, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he did that whole zone. But that... La Bocana, that estuary has all the corvina.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All the there's a lot of halibut in there.
Yep.
And the small broomtail in there, Pete, is like fishing bay bass.
Really?
There's a ton of them in that 1.5 to 5 pound range. And
it's kind of like the breeding ground for them.
It's like the nursery. It is the nursery.
But it's so cool. They fight so darn hard.
Oh, yeah.
Catching, you know, 4 and 5 pound little grouper in the bay. It's so much fun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We had bonefish. They're supposed to we got bonefish. We got their littler barracuda, their triggers, there was puffers, there were spotted bay bass.
A ton of spotted bay bass.
Yeah. And I think when we got done, we counted that we had caught 21 different species.
Isn't that crazy? So you can go fish the ponga, fish the grouper, fish the yellows, the calicos, and then a couple hours in the evening you could go do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You know, and it's the hospitality is awesome.
Yeah.
Everybody down there greets you with open arms. They want to do whatever they can to help you. The people that work at the lodge are just, you know, almost to the point where you tell them, you know, hey, you don't need to come back and ask me if I need another beer because the bar is only 10 feet away. But they're just the way they approach it, very similar to Cedros, right, when we're down there at the lodge and Richard and team are there to help. But it's just a different vibe. You know, if it was cookie cutter everywhere, then people would all go to one spot, right? So this is an opportunity. I fell in love with the place because I didn't know what to expect. I'd never been there before when I went last October, and it's going to be an annual thing.
Yeah,
a lot of fun. It sounds pretty outrageous.
And the trip is like Cedros, like totally inclusive.
One
price is airfare,
and I was just giggling because you were saying you did that 15-hour drive. I thought, or 2.5 hours by plane direct is really nice.
Right?
You know?
That's why I'm laughing.
So tell us about that. Now, are you still leaving out of CBX?
Yeah. So basically, we set it up the same way we set up Cedros. So we found that just the way our Cedros, you know, everything works down there is just clockwork.
Yeah.
Like, we just have to figure out, can we do the same thing with La Bocana? And sure enough, it is. So we go right at through the CBX. There's a very large dirt landing strip, and Abrejos, which is just a few minutes away from La Bocana, and we fly direct into there. And again, the crew from La Bocana meets you down there, loads everything up, and takes you right on up, gets you in your bungalows, and it's really nice with the restaurant right next door and the bar next door. You know, down at Cedros, we have to have coolers outside for you guys at each of your rooms with all of your cold beers in it. Well, the beer's always cold in the bar.
And so,
nice variety too.
So last time we talked about the gourmet food.
Oh, my goodness.
That you were saying that this chef down there is amazing.
Chef David is off the charts.
Yeah.
Off the charts.
So it's a dining experience that you're going to have.
It is. And what's really nice is, you know, it might be scallop, you know, tacos is on the menu, and they're really good.
Sounds crazy.
You think, a lobster burrito, but this is like an off-the-chart lobster burrito, and whatever he has going on. But also, it's like, you know, we had a couple kids on the trip, and, you know, maybe a scallop taco didn't sound good to him. Well, David's got everything there. He did whatever the kid wants. He can make anything. So if there's something that's not to your preference or your kid wants chicken nuggies, guess what? David's going to get you covered.
Wow. Yeah.
Exactly.
He's gonna figure it out.
And it's maximum 12 people per trip?
Yep, we take 12, and it works out really easy that way. You know, the bungalows hold two. Each bungalow has their own restroom, sleeping area, nice front porch, watch the sunset.
Wow.
And it doesn't get any better.
Having your own private room, and they're all separated. Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen it, where can people go online to look at? Because it's really, really cool.
Yes, and, if people want to email me, I send them a whole big package of
photos
too. But, if you switch from if you go to sandiegosportfishing.com, if you go to the schedule, there's this little switch over there on the schedule where you can switch to the La Bocana schedule and see the openings that we have. And then, like I said, just give me a quick call or a text message or an email, and I'll talk with you and walk you through all the pictures. And
what's these are
going on.
September and October you have.
Yeah, we got the September trip. We've got four trips that we have openings on right now, September 24th through 28th. And then our number two trip, as I call it, the September 28th through October 2nd, is the Let's Talk Hookup special pricing trip, which we dropped to 2021.
Now, what's the prices for the other one?
$24.50.
So you're saving $400 by going on trip number two.
Exactly.
Whoa, what prime dates, too.
Prime dates, too.
Yeah, so Tuesday to a Saturday?
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
So it's 5 days. How many days of fishing?
That'll be 3 days fishing.
3 days
three
fishing.
3 days of fishing, the three
so
middle days.
So four nights lodging.
And yes, correct.
Four nights lodging and the transfer. That includes the
includes your
everything.
Mexican fishing license, includes your visa, includes your cross-border express pass.
What?
It includes your 20 pounds of fish processing. So we're really blessed that the Lobster and Abalone Co-op owns all of this.
And operates the whole deal.
Operates the whole
fish
deal.
Fish cleaning.
Yes. So what they do is they take the fish in, and so they process the fish, have commercial-grade vacuum sealers. And what's really nice is they label everything per species. They actually label it with the angler who caught it and the date, and all of your bags are tagged. And, they have those huge blast freezers down there. Everything's frozen. When Jeff got back home, everything was still solid as a rock.
Wow. That's really good.
Yeah. So, and it comes back underneath the airplane in soft-side cooler bags, just like we do with Cedros.
Yeah.
You get back to do the cross-border express, come back across, and, pull your car up around. We transfer the fish from our bags to your cooler, and away
clean.
You go.
So,
super clean.
So with 3 days of fishing, if I was a hardcore angler and maybe day one and day four, when we're leaving, I can maybe fish in the morning, fish in the evening?
Well, in
like
the morning,
from the beach right there?
Yes.
Yeah, in the morning we leave a little bit early. We leave around the 7:30, 8 o'clock hour. But when you get there on the first day, go.
It's all yours to fish the beach and have a great time.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
I love it. So it's not just the 3 days of fishing is 3 days of ponga fishing.
Ponga fishing, and then on day one, like you said, you can, as soon as you get there, you start getting the lines wet right away.
My gosh. Sign me up.
Yeah. Doesn't that sound great? As you can hear, we have a great show to talk about La Bocana, about Cedros. A great show today.
We really do, Pete. And if you want to give us a shout, the number is 213-432-1090. We're giving away a full-day trip on San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. They've had some incredible fishing.
Oh, boy.
Limit style. Even through the weekend. I mean, just having a lot of boats on the water, they're still getting them. And hey, anyway, give us a shout, 213-432-1090. Or you can text the app if you haven't downloaded the app yet. You can text us. Maybe you have a comment, a question. You don't want to wait on hold. You can do it that way. And, Pete, all the texts come through that way.
Yep. And also, we're giving away two tickets to Tuna Wars 6, too, which is coming up next Sunday over at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's Sunday the 27th, and it's Captain Paul Hebert and Captain Dave Narciano from Wicked Tuna, and I'll be doing the MC job, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a fun evening, actually.
Giving away a bunch of great prizes, and you were talking about with Mike Lum something special. And when we come back, we'll talk more about
that. We will, because okay? Mike Lum kind of fronted a really, really cool thing about the whole deal. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup app and on Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zest the Vodka Mule, or the Spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar inside. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090, and just one of those days. Gee, I love being in here.
Yeah, well,
I always love being in here.
Yeah, it's always great to have you, and here we are in the middle of summer. Is today? Tomorrow's the first day of summer.
Today is the longest day of the year.
Today is the longest day of the
summer
year.
Solstice.
Yeah.
And happy Father's Day to everybody.
Yeah. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. I know you both are fathers.
Yeah, you guys should go fishing.
Yeah, you should go fishing. Yeah, good day thing to do with fathers.
I love it.
Take your dad fishing today.
Yeah.
We are talking about Tuna Wars and the Captain's Reception, which is coming up a week from today, 4 to 7 p.m. over at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Tickets still available at RolloKids.org. You can buy tickets at $30.
Ridiculous, right?
It's ridiculous. $30. You get all the food, all the drink.
Jeff from Sushi on a Roll.
Sushi on a Roll. Yeah. Jeff, yeah, he's going to be there.
Tri-tip.
Yeah, the famous Traeger tri-tip from Dana Landing. And I know Fisherman's Processing will be there giving away smoked fish and a lot of good food. A lot of good food. And there's some local beers going to be there, too. And a lot of good food. But also you get a chance to hang out with a lot of great people, including Dave and Paul from Wicked Tuna.
And a lot of people from the industry.
Some
too.
Stories, a lot of people from the industry. Yeah, it's going to be. I'll be there emceeing and hanging out. There's going to be some amazing live auction and raffle prizes. And like I said, we're giving away the lucky caller that's going to win the trip on the San Diego is also going to win two tickets to go to the event.
Wow. Two tickets yesterday, two tickets from today.
Yeah, but if you want to go, and you should go, because number one, to support Captain Morales Kids at Sea and Take Kids Fishing, but tell them about the table. With the custom rods.
I know, it's kind of crazy,
yeah.
Right?
Wow.
So Mike Lom said that Bill Batson is coming. He bought an entire table, and he is bringing people that are custom rod builders.
Uh-huh.
And each one of those individuals is bringing a custom rod that they've made. And,
unbelievable.
And Mike couldn't
That's
stop.
Like their entry fee, huh?
I guess. Hey, and if you know Bill Batson rolls large.
Yes.
Okay? And so these guys, Mike could not stop talking about how beautiful these rods were.
Oh.
And they're all bringing a custom rod, and I don't know if it's going to be like a silent auction or a live auction or how they're going to do it.
Yeah.
But that's all going to be part of...
Yeah, you'll be able to basically bid on,
can
whether
you
it be
imagine
a sign or a live auction, on these custom-made rods.
An entire grip of rods coming?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And that's, I mean, you're donating a lot of stuff.
If you're going on any type of Cedros trip, I'm going to be putting together, I haven't figured out the amount, $150 or $200 worth of
MC swim baits.
That are going to be like Cedros intentional,
right.
7-inch Viejos, standard 6-inch swim bait. And a bunch of the 7-inch weedless.
Nice.
Shirt and hat. Like, you know, I don't know. Minimal $150, $200.
Yeah.
Maybe silent auction. Maybe get it for the right price.
Yeah. Well, and there's going to be a lot of great stuff that you can bid on and raise money for Captain Rollins. Because it's going to be just a fun. 4 to 7. It's 3 hours. Going to be a great time to just come down, have some great appetizers, hang out on the water there at Dana Landing in Mission Bay.
Sounds like a really fun time. For a $30 ticket. How do they get the tickets, Pete?
Yeah. They just go to rollokids.org and buy them right online.
Sounds like a good deal.
Rollokids.org. Easy.
Where else can you spend $30 and be able to have an opportunity to get your picture taken with Corey and Pete and get an autograph? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You know?
What about Captain Paul? Of course, we're going to have Captain Paul a week from today on the show here, too.
Yeah. You better have Captain Paul ready.
Oh, boy.
He's a riot.
I'm bringing Harold Davis in for security.
Perfect.
That's going to be a good one. So, hey, Corey, phones are packed. They want to talk to these guys, so let's jump into
it. Let's do it. How about Doug? Doug from Montebello. Thanks for joining us this morning, Doug.
Yeah, I was wondering how big the fleets are at both resorts. How many boats are there total?
Okay, so we'll start off with Cedros. You know, Javier actually just gave us a heads up, I don't know, about 2 weeks ago, that now we have a total of 6 Pongas. They brought in a new Ponga.
Wow.
Javier actually left to go to Ensenada and purchase a new motor for this Ponga. So we have a fleet of minimum 6 at Cedros. And then La Bocana, my goodness, I think there's about 8 or 10 different boats down there.
Because those are the boats you use are the commercial fishing guys.
Yeah, and they have plenty of them.
Yeah.
So
they're probably, are they the bigger Pongas too?
They're mostly skiffs.
Yes.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
so they're not Pongas.
Oh, they're not Pongas.
No.
No,
they're, well.
There's a couple.
There's a couple. I mean, I fished on it because I just love fishing on a Ponga.
Yeah. Hey, Ponga's fine.
I like it.
Hey, we're in Baja, right?
That's right. I like the Pongas, quite honestly. Better than the skiff.
Yeah.
You know, when we used to have that one skiff down at Cedros, you know, don't get me wrong, the Bimini top is great, but there were rocket launchers off the back of that Bimini top. So it's like if, you know, I love to do surface iron, so it's like I was just constantly in the bow because I wanted to throw iron, and the Pongas are just made for throwing iron.
Absolutely. Yeah. So so Labakani, you're fishing the
skiff.
There's actually like fiberglass center consoles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And then Javier has a lot of center console boats down,
The Pongas,
too,
all right? The Pongas are center console.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Pongas at Cedros, they're all super Pongas.
They're
so
super
they're
Pongas.
27, 28 feet or longer.
Okay, yeah.
So.
Those are jumbo. All
those
right.
are jumbo.
Yeah,
and then,
legit.
You know, Lalo and Javier and the new Ponga, they just have these huge bows. You can put four people on that bow and throw surface iron.
And plenty of elbow room.
Plenty of elbow room.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah.
Hey, Doug, there's your question. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's go ahead and jump back into it.
How about Roy from Wildomar? Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Roy.
Good morning. Happy Father's Day to everyone.
Appreciate that. Happy Father's Day to you too, Roy.
Okay. I got a problem. I'm going to the long pen today. And now my friend says I need straight braid on my two-speed. And I'm going, I've already got half braid, but I got mono on the other side. And then I'm going... then I'm going with flat poles, and he's going, I'm going with a two-speed. I mean, he says, don't use your six-aughts. And I've been talking to Fishing and Finding, H&M Landing, Point Loma, and they're all split in the middle. So I'm asking, do you go full braid? Because we're going for a two-day trip. I'm going on the Poseidon on the 2nd of July. And
okay, so here's what there's different methodologies. Most of the sport boats want you to fish like a 100-foot top shot of monofilament. So what I would suggest is go to your local tackle store there.
Like you said, you might be going to the Longfin.
Yeah, and go to Longfin, and those guys, Eric and the boys over there, are the best.
They are going to steer you in the right direction.
So they'll steer you in the right direction. Just ask them what the best thing to do is and what to match with the current reel that you have. But most of the sport boats want you to fish like a top shot of monofilament before you put your fluorocarbon on. And there's different... If you're experienced with Spectra and fishing Spectra, it's totally different. A lot of guys fish short tops, just straight fluorocarbon. But if you're not, then that's why they want you to fish the monofilament. More stretch, and if the weather comes up, you're going to have more... flexibility.
And what happens, or what Pete's just describing, if you have a little bit of weather and the boat's rolling and you have the longer top shot of monofilament,
right.
It adds that extra rubber band of cushion
right.
when the boat's going up and down, and you're not going to pull the hook, you're not going to open a larger hole and give the hook slack to fall
right.
out, and they're just... Do yourself a favor and follow the protocol of that 100 feet of monofilament before the fluoral.
Yeah, for sure.
It'll save you.
You're in good hands there at the Longfin. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Hey, let's head south down to Rancho Leonero. I'll talk to our buddy John Ireland's on the line. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Pete. Hello, Corey. Hi, Rosie, Jeff.
Hello.
Hello.
How's the fishing at Rancho Leonero?
Oh, boy, it continues. First of all, happy Father's Day to all you dads out there.
Yeah, happy Father's Day, John.
Yeah, it's a nice day down here. It's actually raining a little bit down here, our first rain of the season, which is nice. We need it. We need the water, for sure. We're you know, Pete, six straight weeks of yellow limits for yellowfin for every angler that's going out and targeting them. By far our best tuna year that I can recall. Literally everybody's going out and catching limits and maybe a few extra along the way. The fish are anywhere between, the other day they were just 7 miles off, but they're anywhere between 7 and 40 miles. Split pods, there's probably a dozen pods of porpoise out there holding the tuna. So nobody gets bunched up and not too many boats, or they're not driving the tuna down and also, it's because they're so spread, the seiners have stayed out because they can't make a set They're not concentrated enough for a set. So I'm telling you, it's been as good a tuna fishing as we've seen in a long, long time. Fish some a lot of footballs, and then fish just, say, 60 pounds, something like that. They're taking it last week, you know, and during our tournament, they were taking pretty much hoochies only. And now they're pretty much biting on everything, anything you put out there. They're hungry fish. They're really going after them. And they're liking the sardines if you get out in front of the pods and they're taking those. It's just extraordinary yellowfin fishing. And it's been daily. It's almost guaranteed. So everybody's rushing out there and taking advantage of that. We got warming water, which I think is helping. It's 82, 83 degrees, which is for June. That's pretty warm water. It's early for that. Marlin, gosh, real, real good marlin bite as well. Lots around. Pretty close inside, 3 to 7 miles off of La Rivera down to Punta Colorado, right out in front of the hotel here. Anglers that are targeting them are getting multiple releases. There's quite a few around. A few sails in now with this warmer water, sails mixed in there. And we're waiting for the blues and blacks. They should come anytime here. Ballyhoo's the bait for them. They love the bally. The slow troll ballyhoo is really working on the marlin for sure. Roosterfish. Boy, the roosterfish had really picked up this week. I was out the other day looking around myself, and they were kind of skiddy fish, but I must have seen 50 or 60, over 50 pounds. A lot of big guyos around everywhere. And we're picking up and releasing two or three per boat that are over 50 pounds. So some really nice ones. They're taking the sardine, and they're spread from the lighthouse up north towards the ranch all the way up to Las Perillas there, and lots around. Los Pinos, which is a little development south of us, gosh, there must have been 30 or 40 in there, right close to the beach, and every one of them had to be at least over 40 pounds. Real, real good rooster fishing right now. Bottom fishing, you know, not much, and there's not much pressure on the rooster fish. Everybody's out running after the tuna. Bottom fishing, lots of pompano, both gaff tail and African pompano. Some big guys to 12 pounds. They're drift fishing with a sardine for them. And mixed with those guys is some nice pargo and grouper. Good fishing. Very good fishing.
Sounds great. Well, if somebody wants to get down to Rancho Lanero, great time to get down there. And, oh, boy, I love it when it starts to rain because everything just turns bright green, like overnight almost.
Beautiful place
in
here.
Yeah, for sure. How do we get there?
Thanks, Pedro. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLanero.com. I'm looking forward, by the way, to trading a trip with Rosie and Jeff. I want to get over to Cedros.
Yeah, that works for me.
Yeah, there you go. All right, John. Well, great to hear from you. Thanks a lot for the call, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Guys, have a good one. Happy Father's Day.
Right. You too.
All right, you're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. We're going to be right back taking your calls and fish reports coming up, too, when we return on Let's Talk Up Bass and a Mightier 1090.
Are you looking for an ultimate fishing destination? Well, look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris Lodge in British Columbia. This is Valerie Helbridge. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights in fishing with us is the protected, calm, pristine waters for quality Chinook salmon all season. After you get your limits of salmon, Queen Charlotte Safaris will take you in our comfortable, covered, heated jet boat to our halibut, lingcod, and rock fishing areas. And we have larger retention than Alaska. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sensibit, and it's so easy to get to. You fly from almost anywhere from the United States and Canada into Vancouver, then a short flight directly to Sensibit. Our trips are all-inclusive, full days of fishing, custom processing, fishing license, and all your gear is provided. Let our expert chefs pamper you with amazing meals. Our staff delivers wonderful hospitality, all in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. So call me at 1-877-815-2892 or qcsafaris.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
Hey, it's great time to talk about Shimano, and boy, oh boy, I'll tell you what.
The Tranks.
Listen, we're talking about Cedros,
yeah.
And you're talking about great things to take to Cedros. The Tranks Terramar combo, that Terramar rod match with that Tranks. Which size are you using?
I love the Tranks 300. That's one of my favorites.
Love
you know?
That reel.
Hey, prepping for El Salto, I just bought another Tranks 200.
200,
if you can get them. You better get it while you can.
Oh, yeah. And, Jeff, what's your favorite? So you were throwing thumbs up on the Tranks, right?
Oh, yeah.
Any of them.
Any of them. But my favorite is the 500 when we're fishing surface iron. And then we're fishing in a little bit tighter to the kelp, and you got that mixed opportunity. I throw the 400.
I want to get.
They're all good.
Yeah, I got a
200, the 200, the 300, the 400, the 500. They all have their place, and they all should be in your arsenal.
Absolutely.
The Tranks reel from Shimano at your local Shimano dealer.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja, and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And as promised, we've got the fish report on hold here and sponsored by Dana Lana and Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. Complete saltwater tackle shop, full belly, Mexican and California licenses, trips, and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full line of freshwater tackle, bait, and anything you need for a great day on the lake. And Dana Landing, right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Launch Ramp on Mission Bay in East County at the end of 67 and Maple View right there. Check them out or danalanding.com.
All right, let's start it off with Captain Brian Woolley from Dana War Sport Fishing. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to you, too.
Good, man. Hey, solid week here. Local bass action really picked up this week. Some super fun flyline calico bass fishing for our happy guys right now. Very simple fishing, too. Just flyline sardine or anchovy. Our live bait's been phenomenal. I just had these bass fired up all week. Water temps for us, still in that 67-degree range this week. That helped out, too. Along with that bass, the sinker rigs, we're kicking out some nice mixed fish as well, some sheephead, some nice sand bass sculpin and stuff like that. We're starting to see a little bit of barracuda in some spots above our harbor, too. You know, as we're chumming, we're seeing lots of that stuff splash around. A few legal fish taken this week there as well. Twilight bass action has been very good as well. I just want to put that out there. I don't really talk much about our twilight trips, so that bass action has been really good for a few hours there before the sun goes down in the evening. Even had a nice sea bass on the twilight boat this week as well. This fish just went over 30 pounds, so I'm starting to see some of those in the mix as well, too. You know, so that was on a live mackerel, kind of floating out back behind the boat there. Wow. Three-quarter day, we're still seeing more of the same. Just phenomenal bass fishing. Great action along the kelp down there off Camp Pendleton. Just about every bait was a bite this week, which is really good to see. Bass are just fired up. Yesterday, just 1,300 fish released, caught and released just yesterday on those bass.
Holy mackerel. So, that's a lot of fish.
So, yeah, they're hitting, yeah. So rubber lures catching fish, jerk baits catching fish. I'm telling our guys right now, come with a couple 8-foot rods with reels fishing like that 12 to 30-pound line. And just a nice little assortment of hooks from like a 10, 20, number 2, just a good little stretch of hooks there, and some sliding egg sinkers, and you'd be in there catching plenty of fish. So lots of action as well on those rubber jerk baits, or rubber lures and jerk baits as well, too, for the three-quarter day guys. Over at San Clemente Island this week, fish is still very good over there. The Fury had solid mixed bag fishing with more yellowtail and discounts this week. Bonita in the mix, bass in the mix. The yellowtail over there haven't been giant. It's been like 5 to 12-pound fish, but it's been biting. The four-pack boat Lexi has had excellent fishing as well. Christian's had 10 to 20 yellowtail in his counts every day this week that he's been over there with some solid negative fishing mixed in for him as well. So it's just a good, solid week of fishing here along our stretch. So we're looking forward to this next week. If you guys want to hop on a trip, call the landing here, 949-496 5794. Of course, you can check it out on the web, too, at danawharf.com.
Sounds like some fun fishing,
oh,
Brad.
Boy, doesn't it? It's right. Time. It's the bass capital of the West. It's time for the bass capital of the
and
West right now.
Living up to the term, right?
Summertime, right?
I love it.
That's it, man. Phenomenal fishing. So we're stoked to see what this week has for us. So thanks for the time, guys. Again, happy Father's Day to all those dads that fish with us. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
All right. Talk to you next week, Brian. Appreciate that report. And while we're waiting for Gundy Gunderson, a great text came through here about La Bocana. And they were talking about how many fishermen per boat at La Bocana.
You know, we kind of do the same thing that we do at Cedros, where we do three per boat.
Mm-hmm.
But then we do have, like, guys that go, and there's just two of them, and they want to do two per ponga or skiff. And so we accommodate whatever you guys need. Whatever you need, we got you covered.
Pretty
simple. Two per boat, three per boat.
Three per boat. There's a lot of room.
So you pay a little extra, you can get two per boat.
Exactly.
And how many per room?
Two.
Two per room.
Yep, two per room.
Two per room. And does each room have their own bathroom?
Each room has their own bathroom.
Wow.
Absolutely.
And then there's a restaurant next door.
The restaurant is so close.
Yeah.
And it's just, like I said, it's so nice because there's always, you know, cold beer in
and
the
fridge. And that's all part of the...
It's all part of it.
The beer, too?
The beer... alcohol gratuity is on you.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is that it's so close.
Yeah.
And they have a variety, really nice variety of beers down there,
beers
too.
Beers down there, yeah. It's pretty reasonable.
Yeah, and you know what? Not only that, but they got a full bar.
Oh, they got
so
full bar,
So if you want a fresh margarita, you're going to get a fresh margarita.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds like fun.
That sounds delicious.
Oh, man.
It goes really well with those oysters on the hash.
Sounds like you could have a margarita and then take your margarita with you outside and go make some casts in the lagoon, right?
Like
right there.
It's really
tough,
guys.
Absolutely.
That La Bocana sounds cool.
You have me at scallop tacos.
Yeah. I know. Oh, my God. And these scallop tacos. I'm not talking little scallops. I'm talking
jumbo.
Jumbo scallops.
Wow.
Tender. Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, that's their co-op right there, right? They're probably those rock scallops.
Probably.
That are just like, yeah, they're right. Oh, they're
probably
delicious. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, another text came through. Morning, Rosie. And this is from Patrick and Dana Point. Morning, Rosie. Can you give us a little more information on bringing kids under 10, but they fish a lot? Is there one resort that would be more kid friendly, Cedros Sport Fishing or La Bocana Sport Fishing?
You know what? I'm going to say either. Mm-hmm. Either is very friendly. I mean, if you think about it, you know, Cedros. Yellowtail,
it's a beautiful place to be,
calico,
right?
Bass at your fingertips constantly. Both places, the Ponga captains, you know, love bringing on the kids. They cater to them. And we've got kids at Cedros in the last few years that have caught yellowtail in the 40-pound range. Kids, 11-year-old kids.
Wow.
Catching 40-pound yellowtail.
Yeah.
And so I would say either place.
Maybe
really
La Bocana, you know, if
I was thinking
the beach.
I'm just thinking
like with the beach there and the
estuary, being able to cast from the shore.
And not only that, but it's like the wildlife at La Bocana is crazy because in the early evenings, the dolphin start pushing in some of the bait fish to the shore.
Wow.
And so the kids will love, right at the shore, the dolphins coming in with their babies and
how cool
eating,
is that?
And
feeding right on the beach.
Feeding
I remember
right
Jeff
beach.
Talking about
yeah.
that. Jeff talked about,
yeah.
like, while he's right there fishing, the dolphin were pushing the bait in. I remember you talking about that.
Yeah, then the mom was knocking some barracuda around and some mullet, and the baby was, you know, swimming up and eating. I mean, it was literally within 6-7 feet in front of me.
Right.
Wow.
And it was fabulous. To answer your question, between the two, they're both awesome. Last time I was down, we had I think he's 11. His name is Emery, and that kid is a fishing fool. And he was right there fishing on the skiffs with us, but as soon as we'd hit the sand, that kid ran
that
over.
That was at La Bocana.
At La Bocana.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
La Bocana. And he was down there, and we had to go. We actually took him as hamburger.
Yeah.
So
because he was casting.
He was fishing. And, he ate his hamburger down there, his french fries, and then it got dark, and so we had to go find him and, you know, bring him back. But they're both great, but for the smaller kids, La Bocana, I would say, would be your best.
Yeah, because you have that estuary fishing.
Yes.
You can go in the boat in the estuary, too, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and the number of fish that you would catch in the estuary is probably unbelievable.
And the beachfront, just for them to play in the beach and make their sandcastles and, you know, just like you're going to the beach here in the States.
What an adventure.
Yes.
That's one heck of a sandbox,
man.
Right? That's one heck of a sandbox.
Yeah. And here's a crazy thing is you were talking about this Let's Talk Hookup special, September 28th to October the 2nd. It's a Tuesday through Saturday for 2021.
Yeah.
And that's all inclusive. Everything.
That's all inclusive, you guys. I mean, it's like, it you know, and like I said, except for, you know, alcohol and gratuity, but it's like, you know, the plane, you know, to 2.5 hour, 2 hour, 45 minute, you know, flight down there. How easy is that?
Yeah.
And then being right on the
CBX.
Beach, right from the CBX.
Yeah.
You know, Mexican and fishing license, just like we do down at Cedros. Everything is all included.
Everything's all included.
Yep.
All right. There you go.
Yep.
All right. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones.
Let's do it. While we wait for Gundy, talk to Mike. Mike from Rosemead. Thanks for calling us this morning, Mike.
Thank you very much. We know how good the calico bass fishing is along our Southern California coastline. And it goes pretty much up to the Channel Islands along the Santa Barbara, Ventura area. But farther west you go, it seems like the calicos just thin out and maybe the fishery just ends from that point up. Being that, with Cedros and the immediate coastline down there being the epicenter for great calico bass fishing, I'm just curious, the farther south you go, when does the calico bass fishery start thinning out and where you just stop catching them?
That's a really cool question. That Abrios area is kind of the zone.
And that's the transition zone.
It is. And it's not only the transition zone, Mike, for our, you know, northern area here, and that's the southern boundary, but it's also the northern boundary for snook and for, you know, bonefish traditionally and for that kind of fish to the south. So in this zone where La Bacana is, you've got a chance at snook and you've got a chance at calico bass all at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds really cool.
It's really cool. And it's like the furthest south that our regular kelp bed kelp grows too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of, it all mixes up right there.
Yeah. All right.
It's really neat. Unique.
Good question. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Real quick, a text here, of course you can text through the Let's Talk Hookup app, is where's the best place to get a Mexican permit on a private boat, and what do you need to fish legally in Mexican waters? And I was that's from Kevin in Morrison Lakewood. Thanks, Kevin. And what I do is I go to the Sport Fishing Association of California website. It's californiasportfishing.org, and they have a Mexico tab, and it has everything you need right there. All the answers to your questions about what you need in Mexico is right there. CaliforniaSportFishing.org, the Mexico tab. Now, I might caution you about the Mexican fishing license website. They want you to.
It's up and it's down.
Well, it's up and it's down, but the problem is if you have pop-up blockers, which most computers do, you have to turn your pop-up blockers off or it won't work, right? Rosie, you deal with this all the time, right?
I do 468 Mexican fishing licenses a year, and just like Pete said, there's two things you really need to be careful of. So I buy mine. It's the same website that you're going to get off of the SAC, and it is sportfishingbcs.gov.mx for Mexico. And
that link is on
the Sport Fishing Association of California. So the two things that you have to watch for is, first of all, you have to turn off your pop-up blockers, like Pete said, for that website. The other thing you have to be careful of is you have probably a credit card that is based in the United States, and they see your credit card companies, they're really aware of things that are coming across, and they see something from Mexico, especially when you're buying, for me, 12 fishing licenses at a time, and they see this charge and they're going to stop it. Okay, but if they do stop it, you're going to get something that will come up on the website saying that it was blocked. And if that happens, you just call your credit card company and say it's okay. And literally, you can turn right back around and get your Mexican fishing license.
That's some great information.
Really good tips. Yeah.
Really,
because that website is not easy to use.
And then the other thing you're going to need to look for is when it comes up, it says buy your permits. So obviously, you're going to click on buying your permits. But one of the very first things that you're going to need to do, and there's is there's a little section that comes up, and it's going to ask you if you want to buy a day, a week, a month, or a year license. Don't miss that section because it's preset for one day.
Oh,
okay. It's all of a sudden you think here you're buying a year, and you're not buying a year.
Okay, that's
you're buying
good tip.
A one day.
Yeah. Huge.
So make sure that you're getting that one year that you're looking for. And one thing that's really nice about the Mexican fishing license is if you buy it from
The date of purchase.
It's from the date of purchase.
Calendar year.
If you buy it for today for your dad for Father's Day for June 20th, it's going to expire
the
June 19th. Of 2020.
And not for the calendar year, Pete.
The calendar year.
Yeah, exactly.
Which we're hoping the California goes to that. We're making progress.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. All right. Hey, great information. We're going to be right back. It's Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Cup app and the Minor 1090.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. This is Saltwater Tackle Professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. Shimano Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of loads. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
It's a fact of life in Southern California. Hard water. And if you have a pool, your towel shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Towel Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Towel Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Towel Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Towel Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Towel Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there's only one name you can trust, San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with a turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure Ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. And we really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get in Rancho Leonero. We love families.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.